Parks Award. So my question there is, I understand there's problems with those three, but I couldn't believe that the legislature has the authority to set deadlines, right? That's in the executive's office power. It's not within our powers to set deadlines through resolution.
I mean, yeah, I could see that it's an operational function. I
Right.
think the indication from the ARBA committee is to support the deadline, but I do agree in terms of the operational function.
This means the legislative intent here. If the legislature agreed to pick up on this point, that there needs to be some.
Again, I see they have problems, and I think our intent is to obviously fund those. I mean, if we have that kind of power to, I mean,
So do we, is there a set deadline? What, because they're all three different projects, right? And so are we doing one deadline for all of them?
October
Okay.
1st.
This October 1st,
Right,
right.
because again,
Because
it's
if,
running out.
right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say that we have some of those contracts are moving actually. So between when that was written and today, some of those contracts have they've been moving forward and they're not really problems any longer. But
You, like, where are they?
FERC's is moving right along, like their signatures, so it's moving through the process of finalizing.
Okay.
I think there might just be one town.
Was it New Paltz or Saugerties?
New
It was New
Paltz,
Paltz,
right?
right?
And
Yeah, Saugerties, I think we had successfully
Saugerties
vetted
is
with
also
Howard.
moving forward. So there's out of those three, it's just the town of Shoreham that's not signed their contract yet. So it's just to ensure that there's enough time if for some reason they don't move forward
Right.
to reallocate those funds.
So it
Right.
sounds like they're like maybe one of them is questionable at
It's just
least.
one out of those
Yeah.
three.
Yeah.
Shawgunk is one because it has multiple municipalities. Is there a problem with
There's
that?
just there's a
No.
bit of a hold up, I guess. There's some other moving parts they were waiting for, but there's been discussions for months now and it hasn't moved anywhere. So I think the intent is just to make sure everyone is on the same page about this is the deadline to make sure that we're not going to lose out on those funds.
Okay.
Great.
I just checking to see if this is kind of an incentive for them to get going, basically. Just
It's an indicator.
Yeah.
okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
But definitely understand the operational concerns.
yeah. Well, that
Yeah.
was it. I just, I didn't think we had the authority to set it, but I mean, I don't have a problem setting the deadline because there is one. So we need to make sure that they are moving forward with it by this October 1st.
We need
So.
to add language to it just saying that we support the executive's office for operational deadline
Deadline established as okay.
yeah just so it's clear that we're not yes
Certainly, yeah. Ask for a postponement.
people need to postpone
No.
unless you think it's a good idea to postpone because
Sure.
we have traction on the others.
Well, I'm just saying because if we're going to override, in theory, I think we're overriding our authority in some sense.
But what can, so would it make sense to add language to the resolution that says that we are like we're not setting the legislature is not setting the deadline, but they're supporting the executive's office or something like that?
So you want to do an amendment to the resolution here instead of just, I don't know if we.
If you postpone, September is going to be too late to set a deadline for October 1st.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly. What do you guys think? Do you think we need the language or do you think we'll just leave it as it is?
I think it's a strong indicator that we have a deadline. I mean, there is a deadline with this. There's been a deadline across the board.
Yeah.
That would be my sense. I do understand the concern, though.
Thank you. If this, if the, if the information that we're getting is, turns out to be the case, and where these projects are in the pipeline, and if the one project in Shangam ends up, not working out for whatever reason, is it the executive's office's under, belief that we're probably going to have enough time to you know, either terminate that contract and claw back that money to be able to put into something like lost revenue, or do you have an anticipation of a backup plan in case this project does not go forward for one reason or the other?
I think that's why we want the October first deadline, is to give us the time to reallocate.
If no money's gone out, I mean, they have to sign their contract, so we don't have to do anything to do that.
So that's ultimately the intent of what we're trying to say here. Yeah. All right. I just had a policy question on that, basically. But Legislator Collins.
Can I suggest that it be amended to basically be clear that it's a legislative intent that these contracts should be signed by, and then the date. And that way we're not exceeding any authority, but we're also indicating that it's our intent as a legislature that they be signed by a certain date. And that's then the executive's office ability to follow our intent.
I mean, another path could just be a joint letter to the only municipality who hasn't signed, and it's an indication that this is the deadline. That could be another pathway, rather than doing it via resolution.
So do we need this resolution?
I mean, operationally, no. Operationally, we can set the deadline.
Correct.
Right. The indication from the committee is that this is the firm deadline. You know, everything has gone through the ARPA committee for ARPA, but absolutely we can set that deadline. I would love to have it as like a joint kind of letter or joint something to the effect, but again, it can just be handled operationally.
I'd prefer it.
Sure.
Okay.
That works for us.
Okay. Great.
So we want to not approve this resolution.
I think we withdraw.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, Amber, what first time for you.
You need to be the person to withdraw it, Chair Corcoran.
Okay. So I think
Deputy Chair Sperry.
Okay. So I think at this time we'll withdraw
consent
resolution 421, consent for withdrawal.
We concur with you.
Thank you, Queen. I mean, Deputy. Okay. So let's also vote on that. All in favor?
Withdraw.
Aye.
Yeah, aye.
All right.
Withdraw.
And then who needs to work with who to get the letter drafted?
We'll start a draft.
Okay.
And circulate it and figure out exactly how we want it to go.
But
thank you.
Absolutely. You want to clarify and stress again, like Ashley said, when this was written, it submitted originally, it was essentially the issue. And I honestly think the submitting it probably helped us.
Okay.
The whole process, so.
Okay, great.
And that could be circulated to the entire city.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
As of now, I don't have any forthcoming resolutions. I don't see any. Any new business on the floor? No. Old business. Yes.
You want an update for the applications for the SEPI grant?
Sure, we'll take those. We have them on the record for.
So it's on the record.
Legislator. Green.
Three, four. Make sure I make that first right. We have applications from the City of Kingston, the Town of Hurley, Town of Lloyd, Town of Marbletown, with the Town of Rosedale, Town of Marlborough, Town of New Paltz, Shandaken, Ulster, and the Village of New Paltz have all applied for city grant funding.
All right.
And we can share that through email too to the members of the committee.
That'd be great.
We'll be posting in the next week or two, I believe, and you're on that, I think.
Correct.
And you are as well, just later, Sperry, if you're not, we'll be sure.
Yes, please.
But there's just a review just to go over what is in the application so there can be a high level of awareness, just to make sure that they're all well intended.
Right.
And then I'll make Legislator Green aware that, you know, the ARPA committee moves the money into the committees, and then the committees keep track of what's going on. So she could basically contact each committee and find out where all those numbers stand. Because after we allocate and push the monies off to those, the committees are in charge of keeping responsibility on what's going on there. We really don't do it. Okay. If there's nothing else, okay, I'll ask for a motion for adjournment.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Yes, there's two. All in favor, including me.
Aye, aye.
Three of us. Thank you, everyone.
Have a nice day.